Sets off to a Simon basking.
He's running. He's looking good.
They come around the turn into the straightaway.
His feet are in the air.
Running towards the line.
Oh my God, he's done it.
He dismantles the world record.
It's a phenomenal performance.
Live from Daegu. This is IAAF Radio.
The penultimate day of the 13th IAAF World Championships. I'm Connie Henry. Alongside me in the commentary position is Garfield Samuels. And trackside in the mix zone is Sierra Mia Willoughby. Well, the only event this morning was the men's 50-kilometre race walk. And Sierra Mia has the results for us.
Yes, the gold medal went to the Russian 24-year-old Sergei Bakulin in the 50 kilometers race walk. This takes Russia's medal tally in the walk to 6 out of a possible 9. I think that is pretty incredible, Connie. They also took the silver medal in this race in the form of Denis Nizgorodov, the defending champion, who is also from Russia. Sergei Kidyapin dropped out injured after 30 kilometers. Jared Talent of Australia took the bronze, Connie.
Well, the first event on the track is the semi-finals of the women's 100-metre hurdles. And we're going to see, guys, some real battles to get through to the final.
So they're now settled for this event. They're standing behind their blocks in this event, which is the 100 hurdles first semi-final heat. There's Urek of Switzerland, Yannick of Turkey, Flores of Colombia, Wells of the USA, Dixon of Jamaica, George of Canada, Yahweh of China, and Gomez of France, rather. In the set position, sent off. Good start coming off lane 6 from the Canadian George. Looking forward, though, it's already Wells who leads them. Coming on to is Dixon. On the outside, though, George is beginning to make up pace. It is still Dixon leads. Dixon, and now George dips towards the line. A close call there with Wells from the USA. And it is a very, very close win. It's 12:74. I think it might be George just slightly ahead of Wells of the USA. But a very, very fast finish from Felicia George of Canada, winning ahead of Wells of the USA.
While we are waiting for these semi-finals to take place and obviously keep you up to date into the finals of the field events that are going on at the moment, the women's high jump started 17 minutes ago. No excitement there. The bar's only at 1:93. And then the javelin throw started just about 2 minutes ago, and they're only in the first round. We are joined by a very special guest, Garfield Samuels, and we are going to speak to him in between the rounds of the hurdles and for as long as we could possibly hold on to him, because he then has to rush off for a very important medal ceremony, doesn't he? Garfield, let's tell our listeners who it is.
It is Claude Bryan. He's an athletics agent and the agent for Veronica Campbell, gold medalist in the women's 200 meters yesterday. And we welcome Claude Bryan to our microphones here at IAAF Radio. Thanks for joining us, Claude.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Garfield. Good day to the listeners.
Thank you. Well, Claude, a fantastic run by a championship-minded athlete. And we're speaking of Veronica Campbell here. She won the event, ran the turn very hard because she knew she had to get out fast. She knew she had to run the turn as hard as possible to get ahead of a very, very strong 100-meters champion who had beaten her earlier in these championships. And Veronica, of course, got the silver in the 200 meters. What are your impressions on, first of all, how she competed?
Veronica Campbell Brown is one of the all-time greats, and I define greatness as being able to do something so simple that everyone thinks they can do it, but you just can't do it. And that's exactly what Veronica Campbell Brown did yesterday. She made 200 meter sprinting look simple.
More from Claude Bryant in just a moment. Now let's go back to the track, where Garfield Samuels will take us through the lineup for heat 2 of the 100 meter hurdles for women's semi-final.
Ones here to watch: Sally Pearson, Dawn Harper of the USA. Pearson of Australia in 3, Harper of the USA in 5. They're off and running, first time of asking. Beautifully coming out there, Pearson. Also coming to is the American Harper. So it is running away now. Sally Pearson has about a meter lead ahead of Harper. It's Sally Pearson towards the line, 12:37. A fantastic run by the Australians. A new personal best by her, and thus 0.03 of a second off the championship record. She is certainly sending a message here. That will also be an Australian record, by the way. And wow, a performance winning by, I'd say, at least a meter ahead of Dawn Harper.
That's incredible. Incredible sprinting in a semi-final. My goodness, I wasn't sure it was her to lose, but my goodness, Sirimiya, it certainly is hers to lose. 12.36 has been rounded down to, and she made it look so simple.
Exactly, this is it. I mean, she just comes out there and she's so comfortable, you know? And I just think she's miles ahead of any other girl in the world right now. I just think if she can clear those 10 hurdles, I think she's safely through to that gold medal, Connie.
When we talk about championship mentality, Claude, you've been in this game for such a long time and you've seen so much in world-class athletics. Can you know, like, when leading into a World Championships or even leading into a final, can you look in the eyes of one of your clients and know, yep, they're ready?
Most definitely. I called to remembrance 2000 Olympic Games. I was then representing Lorraine Fenton. And I walked over to her just before warm-up for the 400-meter final in Sydney. And she looked at me and she said, "Why are you nervous?" And, of course, I smiled at her and said, "I'm not nervous." And she said, "Yes, of course you're nervous." And for Lorraine Fenton to tell me that before the biggest race in her life, I just smiled and high-fived her and walked back into the stands because I knew she was going to run well.
You weren't needed.
No,
just
I was not needed. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
so you can know.
Let's go to the third and the last semi-final of the women's 100-meter hurdles on the track. And Garfield, it looks like there's a non-starter in this third and final heat of this women's 100-meter hurdles.
Yes, it's actually one of the athletes we were looking at earlier, which is Derval O'Rourke of Ireland. So we're not quite sure what's happened with her, but she's not going to be starting this event. So we'll only have seven athletes competing. Top two, like the other two heats, will move on to the final. So they're settled, or getting rather, to get into their block shortly. Cindy Rolliter of Germany runs out of lane one. This is a lady who is a 2001 European under 23 bronze medalist. Personal best stands at 12.91 seconds, which was done earlier this season. And Beate Schrott of Austria, who runs out of lane two, is the Austrian record holder at 12.95 seconds, also done earlier this season. Carruthers of the US has a personal best of 12.52. She will, I think, be the one to beat in this particular event. Fourth of the 2006 World Indoors. And they're settled in their blocks. And we'll have Holder from Canada in four, Porter of Great Britain in five, Merlano of Colombia in six, and Foster Hilton of Jamaica in eight. They're off and running, first time of asking. Coming out well was a Canadian Holder on the outside, though, or inside rather. Schrott looking pretty good on the outside. Look at Merlano also going well, too. It is the American, but running to the line now and taking it is the Great Britain athlete Porter. Wins in very comfortable fashion, 12.57.
Well, the IAAF support competition for disabled athletes, and they work closely with the IOC in making sure that the disabled athletes have a presence here at the World Championships. So next on the track is an 800-meter race for T54 women. T54 paraplegia is predominantly affecting the lower limbs.
So we have now still Diane Roy as they cross the line, 400 meters completed in 58.5 seconds. Diane Roy that still leads in this event. And she is being followed by the Australian Madison De Rosario. So that's the way they'll make their way around the turn now for 300 meters remaining in the event. It's still Roy leading ahead of De Rosario. Back in third position, that looks to be the Great Britain athlete Rochelle Woods. Woods has, by the way, was the 2008 Paralympic silver medalist at 1500 meters and also bronze at 5000 and fourth at the marathon just 4 hours sleep later. She's also the British marathon record holder as well, too. So they're coming to the straightaway now. And it's, the longtime leader is being overtaken now because this looks to me that it is the Great Britain athlete who is coming forward and, actually the German athlete who takes it. In this event, she comes across the line now, and it is Diane Roy, my apologies, who takes it from Canada, and she wins there. It looks to have been ahead of Rochelle Woods. So the time here, 1:50.91 unofficially, but good win here indeed for her.
We'll bring you up to date with confirmation of those results as soon as we get them. In the meantime, in the men's javelin throw, Andreas Thorkes is in a little bit of trouble, really. He's at the moment lying seventh. leading the competition in the gold medal position is Desordo from Germany. Coming up next on the track then is another disability race. It's the men's 400 metres T53 final. And the T53 is paraplegia affecting lower limbs and trunk, whereas the T54 was affecting predominantly lower limbs.
And they're off for this 400 metres T53 men's final. George Bushel, Jun Donhu, Byeonhoon, along with Coleman, Punget, and Gauthier. They're making their way around the turn, just entering the back straightaway now. The leader at this stage looks to be Coleman. Krunget is moving up well for Thailand. Just on the mid-track as well too, it's Hiroshima Hoon. That's the way they go. They approach a 200-meter mark now. It's the Australian, I think, who has taken the lead now, Richard Coleman. Coleman, based on the staggers, is leading. Just on the inside, Hiroshima John of Japan is coming well. But leading into the straightaway, it is Coleman. He has about a half a meter lead ahead of Donghu of Korea. And then also coming on well to the other Korean, that's Bun Hyun. So it's the Australian, Coleman, who wins 49-38. Second goes to Bun Hyun of Korea. And Jun Dun Hu of Korea finishes in third.
Well, remember that in the field, the two finals taking place is the women's high jump final. The bar is at 2 meters exactly. I can tell you the only woman that's cleared that on her first attempt is Anna Chicharova from Russia. Therefore, she is in the gold medal position by right. Blanka Vlasic failed it on her first attempt. Blanka Vlasic, I can tell you now, is preparing herself for her second attempt at 2 meters. To defend her title, she needs to go clear, otherwise she stays in a joint silver medal position. Vlasic, 27-year-old defending world champion, prepares herself for her assault on 2 meters. She's just standing deadly still as Vlasic. Her right leg goes back. The right arm goes back, big bounds, attacking the bar faster now. Oh, she's gone clear. It's fantastic. Well done to the defending champion. She simply is not going to walk away from Daegu without a fight. Second time clearance at 2 meters. Remember, though, she did have a first time failure, so that still leaves her in the silver medal position. So no doubt we're going to see the fight at 2 meters 03. Now, the men's 1,500 metres. Let's go to our TV commentators.
Well, here they go. Wind it up. The gun should go. Kiprop is holding them at bay. Gebre Medim is there. Kip Legat is coming in. Willis stuck on the inside. Here goes the push from Kip Legat down the back straight. He's striding out. Kenya at the moment. Gebre Medim is going with him. So too is Kip Legat. Pushing it hard. Kiprop trying to come through on the inside. Well, is he going to be let? He is. Well, he's coming hard. Kiprop now from Kip Legat. Gebre Medim's on his shoulder. Igadir is in there as well in the mix. At the moment, it's Kiprop pushing hard. Those long legs stretching out. Kiprop is holding Kip Legat, but Kip Legat is coming again. Kiprop charging hard. Igadir on the inside. It looks like Kiprop at the moment. Sedrowicz is coming fast for third place, but it's going to be Kiprop taking it. Kenya 1-2. Kiprop, Kip Legat, Sedrowicz gets the bronze. Well, the big man eventually comes home and takes the title. What a run. He controlled it from 400 metres out. The official time, 3:35. Well, they must have come home pretty strong in that last lap.
Let's go to the mixed end and hear reaction from that.
As for Kiprop, you've just become the first Kenyan to ever win 1,500 metres gold at the World Championships. Your reaction?
Well and good. It keeps me motivation. I'm happy having one tonight. And looking forward to running Olympics next year and defending my title. That will keep, make me a great athlete, and looking forward to running faster times in future.
Well, there are two field events still ongoing, coming to the crunch time. Anna Chicharova has failed her second attempt at 2.05, so it's down to the defending champion, Blanka Vlasic, who is now getting herself ready for her second attempt at 2.05. She clears this, she goes into the gold medal position. Okay, she claps and asks the crowd for help. Stands very still, very delicately. Her right foot a little bit just behind her left foot. Now her right foot goes further back. Now she starts her big, long loops. Now quicker feet into the... No. It's a very lethargic Blanka Vlasic. I really think she's been out there a long time. She's qualified with injuries. I really think she must be hurting. And on the javelin run-up is Matthias de Zordo. He is world champion. This is his last throw of the night. And de Zordo has let the javelin fly. Thorkelsen couldn't do anything, couldn't come back. That javelin's come down low. It's not going to make a difference. Matthias de Zordo from Germany is world champion. 86 metres, 27. Let's go back to the mix zone.
I have Matthias de Zordo here of Germany. Congratulations on winning your first world championship. You really came out hard with that first throw. I mean, was that intentional? Did you want to come out with a big first throw?
Yeah, that was what Boris told me. Get the first throw, hit him hard and throw him far. So I do that, and I'm really happy that it was enough.
Yeah, because the defending champion, Andreas Stokkilsen of Norway, he wasn't able to come back at you, was he?
Yeah, I don't know what was wrong with him. I'm a little bit sad that I cannot... throw a big competition against him with a big high level. That's the only thing I'm a little bit sad about it. But it's a world championship, and the only thing you must do is get the world title. So I'm really happy about that.
Remember, just 4 minutes time, it's the 4x4 relay final. The ladies are going to be in their blocks in just a minute, but not before Blanka Vlasic takes her third and final attempt at 2.05. Vlasic has asked the crowd for help. They're responding very quietly, but the world champion is going to lose her title. She doesn't clear this height. She pauses, she gets ready. The 400 meter girls in the relay final, they're prowling around, they're ready. The defending champion, will she see her crown slip? She attacks and attacks and attacks. It's a better approach. Oh, it really was a better approach. And it's not to be. Three failed attempts at 2.05. Blanka Vlasic doesn't retain her crown. Instead, champion of the world, no more a silver medalist, is Anna Chicharova from Russia.
And congrats to Chicharova. Though Vlasic there, she was struggling with those injuries. You wonder how much better the competition possibly could have been. So the athletes are being asked to go in their blocks now for this 400 meters, 4x400 meters rather, final for women. And now in their blocks, Belarus, Czech Republic, Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Jamaica, Russia, United States, Ukraine, Nigeria in the set position. Set off, good start coming out of lane four from Rosemary White for Jamaica. So White leading just slightly here. Now the Americans are picking up pace, and that is through Sanya Richards-Ross. They go down the back straight away, approaching that 200 meter mark shortly. It's still between the US and Jamaica right now. The Russians are also moving up well too. Antonia Krivoshapka is doing the opening leg for them. As they come around the turn into the straightaway shortly, it is the United States through Sanya Richards-Ross who is doing most of the running here. The U.S. are going to be handing over ahead of the Russians based on the staggers here. The Jamaicans have slipped back slightly through Rosemary White. Just on the outside, Nigeria is trying to keep pace. So the Americans will hand over first. They do so now just ahead of the Jamaicans may have changed just slightly ahead of Russia. Just on the outside to the Ukrainians about in fourth. Great Britain and Northern Ireland on the inside in fifth. They are going around the turn in this second leg, and they'll cut over now onto the inner lanes. The second leg, by the way, for the USA is being run by Allison Felix, the silver medalist in the 400 meters. Just behind her in second position, it is Russia through Natalia Anchok, who was in the 400 meters hurdles for Russia. So it is 250 meters to go. It is still the USA by about 3 meters ahead of Russia. Jamaica in third spot, followed through in fourth by Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Then we have on their shoulders the Ukrainians. On into the straightaway now, it is the 400 meters silver medalist who is leaning for the United States, Felix, as she runs away with this one for the Jamaicans. Davita Prendergast will hand over now to her teammate Novlin Williams in second, and then in third it is the Russians who they are having now Ludmila Litvinova running for them. So the U.S. out front, this time for the United States. Jessica Beard has about a 4 meter lead. The lead is being cut though by Novleen Williams-Mills of the Jamaicans. Then back in third spot we are finding the Russians. Then in fourth, another long gap it is back to Great Britain, followed through by the Ukraine. Then we have Belarus and the Czech Republic. They have 120 meters to run for this third leg. It is still the Americans through Jessica Bear leading. Jamaica through Novleen Williams. Third spot now. We're seeing the Russians trying to make a run of it. It's Litvinova for them. Back and forth, it looks to be Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Christine Arugu runs that leg. They are handing over now for the anchor leg. It is still the United States who leads. This time it's Jacina from Makarori who is off and running for them. In second position, still Jamaica. The Russians are closing, though, for Jamaica, Sharika Williams. The Russians have Antonia Yefremova. Then back and forth, another long gap it is now. It is to the Ukrainians. Then they're followed through, I think it looks to be the Czech Republic. 200 meters remaining up front for the leaders, the United States. McCarroll is running a race for the U.S. here, where she's actually opened up the stagger between herself and the Jamaicans. And the Jamaicans are running through Sharika Williams. They'll have to be careful because Russia is closing fast through Yefremova into the straightaway. It is the United States on top. They're going to have a whopping hell of a lead here as they run towards the line now, trying to close the Sharika Williams for the Jamaicans. But up front, McCarroll runs away and wins for the United States. Sharika Williams closes fast but won't be able to get there. The Jamaicans finish second. Third goes to Russia. Then fourth coming across the line look to have been the Great Britain and Northern Ireland team, finishing just ahead there. It looks to have been ahead of the Ukrainians and Belarus. So 3 minutes 18.09 seconds, the official time for the winners, the United States.
Sierra Mia, are you trackside? I can see some lovely American ladies with you. Let's go to Sierra Mia.
Absolutely. I have the 4x400 meters relay girls from the United States. Only three of them because Allison's been delayed. So, guys, you're live on IWF Radio. I'll start with Sanya. You started the team off on that first leg, and you take home a gold medal.
Yeah, it was really exciting to join up with these girls and to come and represent the country is always really fun. And, you know, we had two youngsters on the team, their first world championships, and we really put them in the fire. We put them on third and anchor, and they represented so well. So I'm just really proud to be a part of that team.
On third leg was Jessica Beard. It's your first world championships. What was it like running out there in the third leg? Because you had a huge lead, didn't you?
Yes, I had a big lead. This is my first world's running in the final, and It was a lot different than running in the semis from the previous year, you know, in Berlin and stuff. And the crowd is just so good. But once I saw what the first two legs did, I had to do my part and at least maintain the lead. And I knew that Fram, you know, she's going to bring it home. She's going to be strong. But I wanted to give her the same opportunity that the first two runners gave to me, which was, you know, a comfortable lead and, you know what, just form and everything home. And I think she did that very well, so.
Yes, and Francina McCrory, you were on that final leg, and you just expanded that lead, didn't you?
Yes, I was just trying to follow such a great woman. Sonya Richards runs the best that final leg of any country to me. So I'm just proud that, and I thank God that they trusted me enough to give me a chance to run that leg.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Well, we're getting very excited now. Just 6 minutes away is the women's 100-meter hurdles final. We saw real drama in the men's 110-meter hurdles final when the world record holder, Darren Robles, was disqualified for knocking into Liu Zhang, the former world record holder. And Zhang was promoted to a silver medal, and Richardson from America was promoted to the gold medal. Well, is there going to be drama here? Sally Pearson is clearly the favourite. 12:36 national record she ran in the semi-final. It looked so easy when she crossed the line. She even seemed shocked at the time.
Sally Pearson, who was a favourite here, was fifth last time in 2009. And we'll see whether she'll overcome those demons to get on terms here with the 100-metre hurdles. Ran a fantastic semi-finals. They're now in their blocks. In the set position. Sent off. Good start coming from the Canadian Felicia George. But look at Sally Pearson go already. She's attacking the hurdles very firmly. She's doing pretty well. Coming on through is Tiffany Porters and also Carruthers. But leading is still Pearson. Pearson runs towards the line and wins it. Wins it ahead, I think. It looks to be ahead of Carruthers. Kelly Wells ran on. So too did Dawn Harper. 12.28 seconds. A new championship record. A new Australian record.
new Oceania record. The Australians celebrate. Sally Pearson is world champion of the 100-meter hurdles for women. She grabs an Australian flag, and she's just bounding. All the Australians in the stadium, including Steve Hooker, is celebrating the draw. What a run by this Australian athlete as she wins gold. She can't believe it. She is just ecstatic. Winning gold in the 100-meter hurdles for women.
You know what? I have to tell the listeners at home. During these world championships, there's been a little rumor going round. A little rumor going round, and all the athletes started to believe
it. I didn't want
to
mention it.
And people started to believe it. And the rumor was this. Every day at these world championships, a program is printed. And on the first day, the picture of the person on the program, Bolt, gone.
Full started
out of the race. No one thought anything about it. But then it happened again on the second day. Whoever's picture was on that program didn't win. It happened over and over again. There was just one blip, and it was the race walk. And that person didn't won their event. But yesterday it happened again. On the front page of this program was Alison Felix and Carmelita Jetta at the women's 200-meter final. And what happened? Along came Veronica Campbell, and that rumour started all over again. And ladies and gentlemen listening around the world,
today,
this morning, yes, on the front of that programme, the picture was Sally Pearson from Australia. And everybody said, oh no, this is not going to happen. She's going to fall, she's going to trip. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because as Sally Pearson jogged around the Daegu Stadium doing her lap of honour, somebody has just jumped up and thrown out to her that programme with her picture on it. She has taken it, thrown it on the floor and stamped on it in her spikes to say, you know what? No, not for me.
No,
not
jinx.
Today, yes.
This is a young lady who lives in the state of Queensland in Australia. She trains very hard indeed, and indeed came here. What I've seen also, she really improved in terms of her hurdling. And here she is with Sarah Mia in the mixed zone.
Yeah, thanks, Garfield. I've got Sally Pearson, new world champion of 100 meters hurdles. You're live on IWF Radio. Sally, that was a phenomenal time, 12.28 seconds. Did you know you had that time in you?
I definitely did. I knew that after I ran the semi that I may have run probably my peak race for tonight, but my coach said that she'd been waiting for this year for a very long time, and I knew that I could get out there and do something special. So I had total faith in her and belief that she had confidence in me.
And when you were during the race, were you aware that you were going that fast?
I did realise, and I knew that was going to be fast. And I remember when I got to about the sixth hurdle that, I just got a bit excited. I'm like, come on, keep running. But then I made sure I got that out of my head and focused on the next four hurdles that I had to get over before the finish line.
I cannot even begin to imagine your emotions right now.
Neither can I. I can't even imagine. I don't even know what I'm numb at the moment. So it's really exciting for me.
And will we see you out here in the relay, the 4x100 meters relay with the Australia team?
Yes, I'm running last.
Okay, well, all the best and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was Sally Pearson for you, Connie. A delighted champion.
Well, you know, the atmosphere is building here in the Daegu Stadium. Usain Bolt will be on the track. Clearly, he won't be alone because it's the final of the men's 200 meters. Now, Sierra Mia and Garfield, Usain Bolt is in lane three. For a guy that's 6'5" or so, is that a problem?
Well, it hasn't been a problem yet, and I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. It was speculated by many coaches in the past that somebody that tall could never run the curve properly. Carl Lewis, they indicated, was one example, but Bolt has dismissed that rumor or that theory, and he is now clearly one of the best current curve runners. Even Jamaica uses him as a third leg runner at times.
I'm laughing because Usain Bolt is up to his old antics. If anybody thought that 100 metres would have actually changed him in any way, that 100 metre full start, and made him not joke around and play with the crowd, then you're very, very mistaken. He's done nothing but play and joke with his attendant carrying his clothes and the crowd around him as they've been called to their blocks.
Well, Calvin Smith is one athlete who has retained this title in the past. Calvin Smith, who won the 83 World Championship title as well as 87 from the USA. Apart from Bolt, there's only been two other athletes to win this 200 meters. They're now in the set position.
and off. Good start coming from Usain. He goes to work right away, just on his outside. Dix is looking to be the man he's going to go past first. On his further outside, Lamet looks pretty good, but Bolt comes off the turn in front. He's sprinting away. Here comes Walter Dix, but Bolt is powering towards the line. It is Bolt ahead of Dix. Bolt wins ahead of Dix. Third spot to Lamet. Fourth on the outside. It looks to be Endore from Norway. And a big run, 19.42. Wow, he's overwhelmed everyone here, because we thought he would have run slower. My goodness, what a run to get back on course for his quest for legendary status. He was silver medalist in 2007. He won the gold in 2009. And now he's retained his title as world champion of the 200 meters. He had false started in the 100 meter final, did not contest it. But my goodness, he's back here to show that he's back with a bang. Usain Bolt has retained his title as the 200 meters world champion.
And he celebrates in his traditional style, pointing to the crowd, doing his normal pose of two fingers pointing upwards. Sierra Mia, I thought it would be about 19.42. I definitely thought we'd get a new world lead. In fact, I think it's been rounded down to 19.40. What an incredible run by a man who I think was a little angry and wanted to prove something.
Absolutely, Connie. Fantastic, fantastic performance from him. And also from Walter Dix, 19.70 in second place. But my word, in bronze medal position, Christophe Lemaitre, world bronze medalist in a new national record of 19.80. What a fantastic performance from the young man there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. People are going crazy behind the head of Sierra Mir because Usain Bolt is getting closer and closer to the top of the mix zone. And just like yesterday evening where the crowd was going crazy behind her head, that's what happens as he gets closer and closer. While we're waiting for an interview with Usain Bolt, Sierra Mia?
Yes, I've got Usain Bolt here. That was a fantastic performance out there. You were running angry, weren't you?
I wasn't running angry, I was running hard. I came out here just to say to the fans that I'm sorry about the 100 meters, but I came out here and did my best in 200 just to prove to them that I'm still the best and that I work really hard to be the best.
And that was another fantastic time, 19.40 seconds.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was a good time for the season, Marvin. That's a great time. So I'm just looking forward to my last two races for the season and just trying to get through those.
Did it make up for what happened in the 100 meters?
For me, I'm happy. For me, it was always great to run a fast 200 meters. You know, my 200 is my favorite event. The fans will have to decide if I made up to them, but I'm happy with myself.
Yeah, congratulations, Usain.
Thank you very much.
Are we finished with Usain, Sierra Mia? It's manic down there.
Yes, I think we are, Connie, because as you can imagine, I have a right huddle. I have about five. I had about five French reporters in the booth next to me, all sticking their mics in, and I think you could probably hear them as well, you know, trying to get a question in.
You've done brilliantly nicking him first before those French reporters to your left. Well done.
To tell you the truth, I think it was because I had his agents in my box. Can you please come into my box every night, please?
I can see Ricky Sim saying to you, yes, he came to talk to me, so you got your interview first. Well, listen, Sierra Mia trackside, thank you very much. Garfield Samuels here with me in the commentary box. Thank you very, very much. Well, what an extraordinary, extraordinary night it's been. Anna Chicharova, no bridesmaid anymore in the women's high jump. She took gold and beat Blanka Vlasic. Then Mathias Dezordo also got one better than his silver medal at the last World Championships. He went to gold and he beat Andreas Thorkildsen. Then we moved on to the men's 1500 as Bell Kiprop adds to his Olympic gold a World Championship gold. Then in the 4x4 relay for women, an incredible run by the Americans, a world leading performance in an incredible time. The times kept coming, because then after that in the hurdles, it was the women's 100 metre hurdles. Sally Pearson, 12.28, a championship record, a national record, and just an incredible, incredible run by the Australian. Then finally, the last event on the track, you just heard from him. It's the incredible Usain St. Leo Bolt, who becomes double world champion. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Live from Daegu. The World Championships in Athletics on IAAF Radio.